All right, Rob DePiro's East End Report. It's sponsored by Eastport's Olish Farms, just north of Old Country Road. Traffic light at Eastport Meadow Road. Olish Farms may well top your local big-name grocery store to prepare for the upcoming Mother's Day. They got everything, folks. Chocolate-covered strawberries, besides all the great fresh produce, vegetables, pies, cheeses, you name it. Olish is also on-site greenhouse offering perennials, annuals, beautiful baskets, assorted cheeses, over 80 items, 30 fresh pies, great Olish Farms, 70 Eastport Manor Road, Eastport. Sir, how are you on this Friday?
Jay, what is going on with the Islanders?
They're not playing well. I mean, they only have 2 wins in the last 8 against the rival Rangers. They got to get it together. You know, since the trade that brought Kyle Palmieri here from the Devils, they have not played really lights out, right? I mean, that trade that brought Travis Zajac from the Devils, also Kyle Palmieri, yeah. they haven't scored a lot of goals. And that's alarming. You know, I look at Pittsburgh, which is just, they're playing unbelievable. They really are. The Penguins, you got to be careful. And the Capitals, we know, took out of the Isles 3 straight games a week and a half ago. It doesn't look good, but we know it could all turn around in the playoffs. It's a whole different story. It's a new chapter. I'm confident they can get this thing going again. We miss the captain, Anders Lee. But right now, you got to wonder what's going on with this team. Not a good time to go into this funk. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, and meanwhile, the Rangers did what they did one time, I think, when it was 25 years ago. They show a star the exit next to the last day of the season, that being John Davidson. Kind of reminds me of when they fired Phil Esposito with 3 games remaining 1 year back in the late 80s.
That's all from the moronic Jim Dolan, who gave you some sort of cockamamie explanation as why he did. I can't figure it out. Listen, John Davidson is one of the best hockey minds ever. And in Ranger law, forever he will be as a fantastic individual and goaltender for the team and broadcaster and everything else he did. Can't figure that out. But I do applaud the Rangers, how they handled things the other night. And George Parros needs to have his head examined. All he had to do was suspend Tom Wilson. You would not have had that WWE sighting at MSG the other night. Could have had a lot more people hurt, by the way, during that melee. So, in essence, can't figure out the Rangers these days. They got good young talent, but they've got one of the worst owners in sports. We know that as far as how our Knicks have been handling. If it wasn't for Leon Rose, that would be a different story. So don't even get me started with James Dolan, okay? Don't even start me with James Dolan, please. But it is what it is, man. What's happening? Where are we going here on the East End?
Well, I guess we're going to talk about reopenings. You had Governor Cuomo made the announcement the other day. Been basically, since March 15th, 2020. In summation, you will see, it looks like everything is pretty much now going to be opened up full scale for your outdoor shows, Jay. I'm aware that the Great South Bay Music Festival, the promoter, decided to take a pass this year after losing out last year. There was plans on maybe he was going to hold it in September if things weren't, deemed safe enough. But for the most part, you're probably going to see the Hampton Classic again. You're going to see everything that had been held outdoors before, outdoor concerts. I'm not sure how small village greens will work out, though. I do know East Quogue will not be having their popular Tuesday night series that always brought a huge crowd. But, houses of worship, eventually churches will eventually, I think, be allowed to full scale at some point in the summer. For now, the numbers that were 200 are now put at 500. And that's probably going to go up again. Indoor's still going to be a bit of a problem, though, because they're only allowing 33%. And the problem with that is you can't really book any big name unless that big name is going to accept one-third of the price. And, you know, that's not going to happen. So the word I'm getting is anything indoors from what you remember it being as far as, like, you know, normalcy, you're looking at September. But at least outdoors, things are opening up now. I know you talked about the Ducks. That's still kind of weird, though. That's only 33%, and that's a huge stadium. You would hope.
One second. Let's stop there.
Okay.
This is where it becomes hazy to me. Okay, and this is why, you know, he changes the rule daily. You know, you got to have a scorecard. You got to have a piece of oak deck in your office to kind of see where we're at here. Okay, so we
really
went from 20 to 33%. 33% happens on the 19th. We get word that the Yankee and the Met games, you'll be able to have full capacity, except you got to show that you're vaccinated. So they have a vaccinated section, and then they have an unvaccinated section. So where are we at with the outdoor venues? I mean, could we get more clarification? It's unbelievable. And listen, I said this a while ago. You can open it up. We can do it safely. We need time here for these venues to plan. Duck games, staff, concession, security, same thing with the amphitheater, Farmingville, concerts, venues, booking acts. We need time. And the thing is, where are we at? You know? So I'm still somewhat very hazy as far as where we are at with outdoor venues.
You're right.
Because we still do not have complete clarification. And
right.
It's, you know, you get these rules come in every other hour here. This is what you can do, you can't do, you need this, you got to show this. I mean, could somebody make it easy, please? Could somebody make it easy? All he had to do was go to 50%. Now we're gonna piecemeal it. Okay, we're gonna 33. Then we're gonna go to 65. I mean, where are we at here going forward? It's a terrible job by Albany. Go ahead.
Yeah, where it becomes murky, you said it best as far as it, murky, because if Yankee Stadium and Citi Field will be allowed to open up to full capacity, well, why can't the Ducks? They're looking at it. I know there's something, if you look in the rule book, it says, particularly like let's take an indoor performing arts center, depending on what the size of the building is depending on what you will be allowed to have in. So what do you have to do? Break out a ruler? And if you have a large, massive stadium, like Yankee Stadium and Citi Field are a lot bigger than Ducks Field, you're still cramming in 40,000 people at Yankee and Citi Field. They're almost looking at the fact that Yankee Stadium has a huge, bigger size than Ducks Park as the qualifier.
Listen, you have to be able to book acts here. That's why other states are doing it, okay? People are heading down to Florida, because I'm talking about performers, because they know that there are no restrictions, okay? Mm-hmm. And that all comes in with a revenue stream with some of these individuals, these artists. We know that plays a major role as far as a piece of the action. So to me, we're doing a disservice here at this point in time. The levels, as low as they've ever been in 14 months, here on the island, same deal. Come on. So why can't we go full tilt here?
You know,
we got to beg the governor. You know what? The Islanders are playing at the Coliseum Stanley Cup playoffs getting underway next week. Can we go full tilt? Why is everything piecemealed at this point in time? Why? To get an optic? To get a camera angle? To get a statement? I mean, come on, enough is enough. I've had it. Now, I tried to get him on yesterday. I put word out. Let's get the governor on and explain this. It had to go up the flagpole. You know, nobody's being transparent here as far as explanation. Nobody. Maybe it's because of all the scandals and everything else. Lieutenant Governor Hochul used to come on every other day. Can't even get her. It's ridiculous. We need clarification. We need explanation.
Go ahead. All right, Jay. I figured out you can get the governor on by discussing and laying out the word that you know some young women who know how to fix the cell phones. Ouch.
Listen,
we'll go on from there.
Even your levity will not somehow extricate my negativity as far as how things are being handled. But go ahead.
Oh, it is terrible. It is. People are going to be confused. They may not even go, you know, because they don't know what's open and what's not to what capacity. So who knows? But anyway, drag racing, you will have that back on Long Island. That is now a given. There has been one proposal now that has been voted on, approved at Calverton. The other one will certainly be approved as well. That's a given at this point. The former Grumman property has those unused runways since, I don't know, what was the last year Grumman actually, you know, had planes there in 1990? EPCAL will come alive June 19th, June 20th. There's a event called the Scramble Runway Challenge. The operator, the promoter, actually is going to use 1/8 mile of a track, 1/4 mile, 1/2 mile. He's basically going to use the 7,000-foot runway and a 10,000-foot runway. The larger runway, the 10,000 square foot one, the 10,000 runway. You're going to be have allowed spectators will be there. There'll be grandstands. You'll be able to watch it. For some reason, the 7,000 foot though, you won't be able to see it live. It'll be live streamed on a jumbotron. I'm not exactly sure why you can only see one, but town supervisor Yvette Aguiar says she's been informed that this will bring in a $10,000 economic payday to Riverhead, which will be the first time non-business related. This will be the first time that some kind of event is bringing in money that looks like it's going to be here to stay at the former Grumman property, which is kind of sitting languished for, I don't know, 30 years.
You know, I got to tell you, you let it begin already. I mean, do you know how much discussion as far as what to do with that property over the years? You know, I told you the story. I started there in 01, broadcasting. It's the same old garbage, back and forth. Everybody, one person has an idea, goes through this board, goes through the bid, negated. What do? Build a ski park, build a raceway, put an airport in there. I mean,
don't
come on.
Forget the gigantic
Meanwhile, you know who's been suffering over the years? The residents, because of the taxes and everything else. I mean, it's unbelievable to offset for the terrible situation that happens to these folks out there. It is unbelievable. Get something going in there. Get a lemonade stand in there. Something,
well, if remember,
please.
If you remember, Jay, that big NASCAR track was the second proposal. It finished second 20 years ago. They ended up voting against that, and at the time, the town board approved the gigantic 50-foot-tall indoor ski mountain, glass enclosed that you could see from, I don't know, Montauk to Bay Shore, which you kind of knew was never going to happen. And once Newsday uncovered that owner had no money and was bankrupt wherever in Europe, that's when everything went to hell with that Grumman facility. It just seemed to never recover. But ironically, it looks like drag racing, and eventually, I would guess, a NASCAR track will end up there.
Right, until the 11th hour when it's negated, and here we go again. We reset everything. And that's
Drag trip will happen. I mean, they're going to definitely do two events. One of them is going to be over 4 weekends. The second promoter is going to have racing over 4 weeks, I think from, I don't know when, but the first one's going to be June 19th and 20th. The second one is going to be from the 27th through the first part of August. It's going to be 4 weekends. 4 o'clock, and then he's going to have 8 o'clock races. But it seems like it's in the middle of nowhere. It won't bother, will not bother anyone. We're going to quickly go over to out east, you know, in the Hamptons, when New York City became a war zone. Really, not even COVID. Pretty much the fact that New York City has become a war zone where people are being shot, you know, left and right in the daylight. Baby got shot in the head in the stroller, I think, like a few months back with a stray bullet. All the people from the city bought the homes out east, not only the South Fork, the North Fork, but as far as Southampton Town, they had enacted a freeze on property tax hikes that still is in effect, thankfully, because it gives the town time to form a sensible property tax reassessment plan. The problem with the fact that your home value goes up is if you're not extremely wealthy, but you own a house and you're a blue-collar worker and you're not making gazillions, your property tax hike would go through the roof. So the two proposals on the table are a 5% hike, not this year, just for 2022. Then they would have what's called a, quote, homestead tax exemption, and that is a $50,000 reduction in what your actual property would be set for. Now, right now, this has to be approved by the state, and Fred Thiel says the bill is currently there. It's waiting to be looked at in the Senate and Assembly. So that's good news for the middle-class people.
I keep hearing, oh, the city's going to come back. Really? City's going to come back? When do you think the city will be back to where it was? You know, I don't know if the city will ever be back. First of all, everybody's left the city as far as working and everything else. A lot more people are working at home. They're going to stay at home. Ridership via the railroad going into the city. Who knows if that'll ever come back to respectable numbers. Listen, they brought it upon themselves. The mayor, the governor, the safety issue. I know many people who have taken their kids out of the city because of those types of issues. Listen, it's a disaster. And that's why home sales and everything else, people have left the city for the burbs. I mean, that's a fact. Brought up the East End, Nassau as well. People heading out of state, they're tired of it. It's terribly run. The taxes and everything, it's unaffordable. That's what it comes down to. So between COVID, the prices, the taxes, and everything else, who wants to stay in the city anymore? So
and
it is what it is.
Don't forget, you did have a gang-related situation shooting pulled up outside a very nice house, an expensive section in Watermill, about 6 weeks ago, where shots were fired from within and shots were fired at the house. So don't think that that New York City situation with the gangs doesn't pop up out here, because it already has. If it can happen once, it can happen again. Jay, there's a new kid in town out in the Hamptons. Speaking of the Hamptons, Southampton Village specifically, Robert Kraft buying a 7,000-acre property valued at $43 million. Talk about a price jump. The guy he bought it from, he's a real estate titan named Mir Near. He bought it 8 years ago, $10 million.
Mm.
So this
wow.
piece of property went four times as much. Got 10 bedrooms, 8.5 bedrooms. Forbes lists Kraft as the 15th wealthiest owner of professional sports. So, you know, it's ironic that you don't really have the Jets or the Giants owners, as far as I know, live out here. I know one of them is a member of the Maidstone Country Club, but as far as sports owners, Robert Kraft is your main celebrity owner out in the Hamptons as of now.
I heard that that home has everything you can imagine, that mansion that he bought for $43 million, including a separate massage facility and everything else involved there. Orchid farm, you know, listen, he's going to be in good shape out there. Yeah, out in that area.
10 bedrooms, 8.5 bathrooms. Speaking of a new, not a property owner as far as individual, but if anybody has seen Riverhead, West Hampton Riverhead Road, and you get to the traffic light where Gabreski is, it really looks like Amazon has taken over the entire north side of that airport. They certainly seem to have the entire northwest quadrant. About a year ago, put in plans to create what's called the last mile, that being package distribution, so that the vans don't have to go from Shirley. I think on William Floyd Parkway, there's a pretty big hub up there. This seems to be really big when you see just how much of the land has been flattened. I mean, there was nothing to be knocked down anyway. The old Reckler cement building that Reckler itself used, because they pretty much, you know, ran the airport as far as they were the developer of the airport. But Amazon is going to get the green light from Southampton Town. That's a fact. You're going to see Amazon there. I know there were people that were kind of angry at the size and scope of it. They were worried about a lot of car traffic. They were actually really worried about airplanes, because the fear was that Amazon's going to fly in with packages and fly out. That is banned. So you are not going to have constant air traffic with small planes, you know, flying in and out. I think 88,000 square feet, Jay.
I don't know if I believe that, because planes fly all over the place out there, including one guy, by the way, who flew 25 feet above.
Yes.
You know, and eventually he turned himself in, I think, to Sag Harbor Police. But now let me ask you, that place, is that going into that old Reckler building, or are they going to build that new facility there?
No, they knocked down the Reckler building.
They knocked it down. Okay,
cement,
I know where that
we're
was.
Building. But that's almost the size of a toothpick. When you see the amount of land that Amazon has purchased, it's actually stunning. I don't know the exact amount of ratio, but when you drive by, it clearly looks like the entire northwest section, not the runway, of course, but anything that's west of the runway. It looks like Amazon has 1/4 of. They certainly have the northwest quadrant. As you pull in, you got that little traffic circle with the statue. There, they have that. So again, that size of that building, 88,000 square feet. That is huge. And you mentioned that pilot. He has been banned from flying out of East Hampton Airport. So his days are done. He's going to have to use a bicycle for now. He was using his plane at one point, Jay, according to 27 East. He flew 25 feet, just 25 feet above the water in Sag Harbor. Then he got up to a massively high altitude of 50 feet as he approached land. He passed by a Sag Harbor Village flagpole 90 feet. So that meant that you look at a flagpole in Sag Harbor, which is 90 feet, and this plane, which is a sizable plane, by the way, it wasn't like a small little, tiny Spadaro Airport plane back in the days of East Bridges. So this plane went half the altitude of the flagpole. So this guy really did not care. He clearly did not care. And
he could have injured a lot of people here. So, you know, take away his license for a while, you know. That's the thing. Now, let's get to and by the way, how many jobs is this, the Amazon deal? Do we know how many jobs that's going to infuse into West Hampton? Do we know the number or no?
That I do not know as of right now. I think they mentioned it at the point where they did state they were going to be using the airport. It seems like it's going to be a lot when you see the amount of land they have.
All right, Rob DePiro, Eastern Report, a couple of minutes. Now, this one caught my eye, where you have this cannabis firm buying greenhouses out in Riverhead. I think it was almost $43 million or so. And I guess, are we not waiting as far as where the town sits, opting in, opting out, regarding the cannabis situation, the legalization and everything else? Do we have an idea where the town is? Although this individual who has this cannabis firm, he seems to know where it's at, huh?
Well, I think, to answer your question, Riverhead Town has an online survey. So, yeah, they're not just jumping the gun on this. They haven't announced one way or another. I think Supervisor Yvette Aguiar said that last week there is going to be a survey online that you could go to. I guess if you go to the Riverhead Town government, not exactly sure of the website, they want input from the entire residency of the community of the township of Riverhead. What I think this company, which is called Columbia Care, and they're huge, Jay. I mean, I guess they're big in Western New York. They're looking at statewide. So they know that there's going to be areas that are going to opt in. So this is going to be a plant. That doesn't mean that this is where you're going to pull up and, you know, be able to buy it. But once everything is all ready to go, they'll just ship it to Buffalo, ship it to Albany, you know, ship it to Rochester, and any township that opts in. So it's
Factory. Yeah, who cares if they get high? They get high. Listen, it's a party, man. It's New York is a party. Let's ship it all over the place, baby. Let's ship it all over the place. We can use it, right? We could just send it out. Send it anywhere. You know, $43 million, greenhouse, pot. Ship it out. Ship it out. Anything else, sir?
No, other than that, that's going to be 740,000 square feet. The Van de Wettering greenhouses, you know, that's the property that's going to be sold and used. The one thing I'm wondering how they're going to, police would enforce someone that is over intoxicated, because marijuana stays in your system for days. So if you got pulled over, it's not like an alcohol test where it knows currently what your blood alcohol content is when you used it. You just got done drinking and you leave a bar, you leave a party. But there's a lot of drivers that can just have these charges thrown out, I would guess, right? Because you could say, yeah, well, the marijuana's in my system, but that was from like 3 days ago. So I think even if you police pull people over and they're charged with it, these defendants can just simply bat that away just by stating, yeah, it's, you know, I smoked that 3 days ago, but I'm not high right now.
That's what I love.
It's going to be another danger on the road, though, to me.
See, that's what I love about you, Captain Obvious. You hit it on the head because, you know, and supposedly, where's the special device? You know, like the breathalyzer that we all read about. Is that coming? When is that coming? In 5 years?
Yeah.
In essence, it just makes the job a lot tougher. Rob's report, folks, sponsored by Eastport's Olish Farms. Fresh produce delivered daily, no grocery store lines, a selection of assorted cheeses, over 30 freshly made homemade pies, homemade yeast bread, ciabattas, Olish Farms, stellar reputation. Right off Sunrise Highway, exit 61 South, just north of the Triangle Pub, Olish Farm, 70 Eastport Manor Road. Eastport, sir, have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week, Jay.